Ah, some good coffee. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to season 3, episode... I forgot to put down the episode. Episode 4? Episode 3. Let me see. Oh, episode 3. I was right. As you can tell, this is a little bit different. I'm in a new place. I have a new segment that I'm going to be trying out every Sunday. First off, I am in Starbucks. Starbucks is a coffee house with other stuff. You can get food, which I have food in front of me as well. But not only that, today I am joined by the infamous Savannah, who I have talked about in previous episodes as being my girlfriend. She is the bomb diggity. She has a nose piercing. She wears glasses. She likes banana bread. She doesn't like the sound of sipping, so I had to do that opening by myself, which is always cool. But yeah, so let's get into today's episode. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Savannah. I don't know.
That's all you have to say. You don't have to say much, that's it. Get a little bit closer. All right, so today we're going to start off a segment that I decided to call Starbucks Sundays. Every Sunday I'm going to try to make a new episode where I am at Starbucks. Obviously, like I said earlier, today's the first one. I'm enjoying an iced chai tea latte with oat milk instead of cinnamon, which I highly recommend if you feel like you're lactose intolerant, which, let's be honest, I do feel like that. If you ask any of my family members, they will kind of agree. That is the point. What did you have?
An iced white chocolate mocha with coconut milk.
And why did you get coconut milk?
Because I can't have regular milk.
Okay. While that's being said, I also got a piece of pumpkin loaf warmed up, which is really good. What did you get?
I got banana bread.
And is it warmed up?
Yes.
Okay, you need to kind of specify that. Any hoosins, today Savannah and I decided to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a questionnaire together. First, she's going to ask me the questions, so I have no idea what these questions are, but I'm going to answer them truthfully and honestly as much as possible. It may take me some time to actually think of the answers because it's on the spot. But after I answer, Savannah's going to give her answer. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit it with question number one. What's the question?
What game or movie universe would you like to live in?
If I were to live in a game or movie universe, can I pick both?
Yeah.
Okay. So for a game universe, it'd be Spider-Man, because I'd want to be Spider-Man. Or God of War, because of Greek mythology. I'm a big fan of Greek mythology. Now, for a movie, I don't know. Because, like, there's a lot of movies. I guess the Marvel Cinematic Universe. No. Star Wars. By the way, fans, she doesn't really like Star Wars. And now she's blushing like crazy. I win. No, she just hasn't grasped the storyline of Star Wars. But don't worry, folks. I got this. So yeah, as far as games, video games go, it would definitely be God of War. For movies, it'd be Star Wars. For TV shows, it'd be Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because I want to be a detective. Now the question goes to you, but you have to pick one from each. TV, movie, and video games. And you have to say kind of like why, obviously.
I had time to think about this, and I didn't think about it. I don't play games. So the only other game I've ever played was Mortal Kombat, and I don't want to live in that universe.
So by default, she's going to live in Mortal Kombat. What about a movie?
That's a hard one.
You want to go to TV show instead?
So don't make fun of me for this one, but I would like to be in the Avatar The Last Airbender universe.
Why would I make fun of you for that? I chose Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It was a good one.
Okay, how is Avatar not good, though?
It is, but it's a cartoon.
So? If it was a cartoon, I'd pick Ben 10. Because I'd want the watch and be able to turn into aliens.
I've never seen Ben
10. Oh my lord, everyone. Please help me. Okay, so you have to pick a movie.
The only movie that's coming into my head right now is The Hunger Games.
There's nothing wrong with that. Just may the odds be forever in your favor.
I'll be Katniss.
You can't be Katniss. She's already in. Do you not get the universe
I get it.
Theory? You can't be Katniss.
Okay.
Anywhoosins, one thing that I like to do, only because, you know, we do have a lot of questions, I try to put, like, a check, or, like a little emoji next to the questions that I've answered, if that makes sense. Just to, like know that I've answered it. I'm not saying you have to, it's just something that I do. Just so you don't get confused and you're just like, oh, which one was I on? You know what I mean?
I was just going to go on.
I got that, but I'm just saying there are times when, like, the phone will close when we're talking about it, and then you're just like, is that in question 15 or 1? Yeah, I don't know. That was weird math. All right, question number 2, whenever you're ready.
What are some small things that make your day better?
Small things that make my day better. Well, one is feeling the sensation in my hand. That's always great. For those of you who don't know, I work at a tire repair shop, and the drills are kind of making me fear that I might have nerve damage. I do need to get that checked out, but nowadays, just getting a little bit of feeling, getting that non-sleepy sensation in my hand is great. Another thing would be getting texts from Savannah. And then, I don't know, I think just kind of, actually, no. This is going to sound weird, but taking showers. So because of work, I take showers pretty much every day now, where I know that, like, you're supposed to, like, not wash your hair every other day or something like that. Yeah, I do that anyways, because my face will get extremely dirty due to the tire. So there's something oddly satisfying about when I am cleaning myself, my arms, my hands, my face. I just see all of, like, the tire dust just clear off of me, and I'm like, ah, okay, good, I'm doing a good job. So yeah, those are my 3 things. What about you?
Getting texts from you, I sounds like I'm copying your answer, but that was my answer.
Just that one?
And FaceTiming you.
Okay. Yeah, we do FaceTime a lot. But we don't mind it. Bless you. Bless you. Do you have another one?
No.
Yeah, she sneezed. excuse me. All right. On to question number 3. And what is the question?
What is something that a ton of people are obsessed with, but you just don't get the point of?
Grey's Anatomy. No, I'm just kidding. I just said that to see her reaction. She's trying to get me into watching that show, but I have my reasons, but I will start watching it with her. There's a difference. One thing people are obsessed with that I just don't get the point of. I don't know. That's a hard one. Maybe TikToks. But, like, certain TikToks. Like, I look at... No, maybe not TikToks. Maybe... I don't know. I feel like it'd be a show. There is this one thing that I have that bugs me. It's like when a new show comes out, or a new album comes out, or new music comes out, and people hype it up too much, it bugs me to the point where I don't even want to listen to the music. Or I don't even want to watch the movie or the TV show. I don't know why that happens, but that's what happens. So I don't think it's much of, like, people's obsession, but it's just something that bugs me. You want to move over there? It's up to you.
I feel like you'd be better over there.
Okay. Okay, give us 1 second. We're going to be shifting around a little. Bear with us. Enjoy the music of Starbucks, because I don't know it. So, yeah, I think, I don't know if it's more of a, like I said, I don't think people are obsessed with it. It's just something that I just kind of, it bothers me. But I will end up listening to the album. I will end up watching the movie. I will end up watching the TV show. It's just when it's hyped up, it just bugs me. What about you?
Game of Thrones.
That makes sense. It took me a while to get into that. Would you ever watch it, though?
I heard it sucked. I heard the ending sucked.
It's the difference that the ending was the part that was terrible.
But why would I waste my time getting into a show and end up liking it and then just for it to let me down in the end? That's why I don't want to try it.
Well, everybody has different opinions. As far as Game of Thrones go, I just feel like the last season was way too rushed. That they could have stretched it out more, and they didn't seize that opportunity. So that's why I think people will say that it sucked. Is because everything just happened, boom, 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 boom. But I think you would honestly enjoy the storyline. Because I did. I was surprised with certain characters' storylines and how they entangled with each other. But then again, it's not for everybody. So if you're not going to watch it, you know, you're not going to watch it. Just know that now a lot of Americans, and I think I have 1% of German listeners, are going to judge you. Question number, what are we on?
Four.
All right, number four.
What do you hope never changes?
What do I hope never changes? Okay. So, this is going to show how much of a nerd I am. My favorite book series, as you, my listeners, well know, is the Percy Jackson and the Olympians book series. And I know for a fact that Rick Riordan, who is the author of the books, I was going to say director, he is the author of the books. When they came out with the movies, they were really bad. Well, they weren't bad, but they were not kept up. They didn't keep up with the books as some other movies have. With that being said, I know that Rick and Disney are working out a deal to make a TV show. And I'm really hoping that they stick to the book. So it's not so much like a change, because the movies changed the book a lot. So I just hope that they stick to the book itself, because there are some chapters that I want to see, like, actually make it onto the screen, because I want to see how they would do that animation-wise, how they would do that acting-wise. Like, Logan Lerman, I think, played a pretty, like, not a pretty good, I think he played a really good Percy Jackson. I think his name is Brandon T. Jackson. I think he played a good Grover. They probably started off a little late because they obviously looked like they were in high school, and Percy Jackson started when he was like 12. But I really hope that they stick with the plot of the book and they don't change a lot. You know, like I said, there's a lot of chapters that I think should be shown in a better way than they did in the movies. What about you?
So going off of that, with Avatar The Last Airbender, they made a live action movie. Sucked. We don't talk about it. I didn't even get past 10 minutes because they mispronounced every single character's name wrong.
Wow.
They even said Avatar wrong. Yeah.
How do you say it right?
Avatar?
Okay, so how did they say it?
They said Avatar.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. I mean, it's been like years.
But they're making, Netflix is picking it up and making a live action show. And I'm hoping they do a lot better than what the movie was.
I think so, because it'll be a show, not a movie.
That's true, yeah.
I do feel like movies try to rush things, but shows, you can stretch it out more. Good answer, I like that. Sorry for clearing my throat constantly. I think I'm currently dying. It's a joke. Don't look at me like that. She looked at me ugly. Sorry. I didn't mean to upset her. On to the next one.
What is the most impressive thing you know how to do?
Most impressive thing? I'd have to say my accents. I can do a wide variation. Wow. Sorry, folks. It's the morning. Of accents. I mean, obviously, they still need work, but I can kind of make them believable. I think that would be my biggest thing. The one that is my favorite is Australian. I just need to figure out the lingo.
Do it.
What?
Do your Australian accent.
Why are you putting me on the spot right now? This is a podcast. All right, well, my Australian accent comes out a little bit like this. I just need to get the lingo down, you know, put another shrimp on the barbie and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's how it goes, you know. G'day, mate. And, all right, have a nice day. Like I said, it's not great, but it's not horrifying, I guess. Like I said, the only thing with Australian is I need to get the lingo down, because they have they have different words that mean something totally, or they have different words for things less, like here in the U.S. and I need to get that down. I could do German accent, I could do a Russian accent. More? Less. I could do a French accent. I'm losing my British because of Australian, but I'm trying to get that back. What about you?
The most impressive thing I know how to do?
Mm-hmm.
I guess drawing from sight. I can't draw from my memory at all, but if I look at a picture, I can
recreate it.
Recreate it, yeah.
Well, that's better than me. All right, next question. Here we go.
What could you give a 40-minute presentation on with absolutely no preparation?
Greek mythology.
That was such a fast answer. Wow.
I did it in my speech class at Jefferson. The biggest one. We had to do a PowerPoint, and I did it on all 12 gods. I explained them all. Yeah, I'm pretty hyped about the Greek mythology. What about you? Is it The Last Airbender?
No.
No.
That's a good one, though. It's One Direction.
Okay. Now it's a party.
I'm not going to explain that. I'm just going to say that. It's One Direction.
Because she's a fangirl. What question was that? Six?
That was six, yes.
Okay. On to the next one, then, since she won't answer why. It's because she loves them.
I was obsessed with them in high school.
Obsessed.
My wall was full of Niall pictures.
Niall.
That's why.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Next question.
What are you most looking forward to in the next 10 years?
Adulting.
Can I copy that answer?
No. No, yeah, you can. I'm trying to just do better at, I guess, living on my own. You know, my sister and I are going to be getting a rent house together, and, you know, I'm nervous, but at the same time, I'm just kind of ready to just go and do it. But what was it?
What are you most looking forward to in the next 10 years?
I am looking forward to what I can accomplish. And so you said the same thing.
I did.
Okay. So there's your answer for her, folks. Question number
eight.
I knew that. I didn't know that.
I think I know the answer to this one.
Uh-oh.
What piece of entertainment do you wish you could erase from your mind so that you could experience it for the first time again?
Oh, there's too much. What was it? Piece of entertainment that I could erase from my mind
so you could experience it all over again for the first time.
There's so much. Anything Marvel, anything Harry Potter, anything Star Wars, Percy Jackson.
That's what I thought you were going to go with.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl. Those are TV shows, sorry. entertainment. I'm trying to think of other
things. Narrow down to like your top three.
Top three, okay. So the Percy Jackson book series, probably Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And then Avengers Endgame.
Mine.
Your top three.
Yeah, I already have them.
Oh.
Mine would be Grey's Anatomy.
Sorry, go ahead.
Supernatural. And Avatar The Last Airbender.
I'm going to change my last answer. No offense to Avengers Endgame. That is a fantastic movie. I highly recommend. I'm going to choose the 21 Pilots concert. If I could experience that again, that would be a fantastic. If you want to change your answer, you can. I figured you would after mine.
I want to change mine to when I went to the One Direction concert. I would change that. I would swap out Avatar for that one.
Wow. Did you hear that, folks? She's a big fan. Just kidding.
Avatar was the last thing I got into between those three things.
I'm just kidding. Why am I being Amber? Oh, yeah, that's a good quote. Yeah, but yeah, for sure, Tone on Pilots concert. If I could experience that again, that'd be dope.
The only reason I said One Direction was because I got to see 5 Seconds of Summer.
And One Direction. I figured. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next question.
Question 9.
What we got?
What's something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
Cool.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know, this might sound weird. But it's like those little kind of celebration things. For me, it was my senior year of high school. I was at Easter. And as my listeners and you all know, Easter is a big deal for my family. My sophomore year of high school, again, as you all know, I lost my Uncle Adrian in a car accident. My senior year, I had a moment with my father, my Uncle Andy, my dad's best friend, who's my Uncle Ruben, and my grandpa, where we all drank a Corona. You know, we put beer salt on the neck of the bottle, we had a lime, and we drank a Corona together, and that was very monumental to me. You know, and if my Uncle Adrian had been there, I'm pretty sure he would have joined in as well, but I'd say it's kind of trying to find a moment like that to where it's like you do something special with the people you look up to in your life. Say it again.
What's something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
I think another thing, and this is going to sound crazy, mostly because I know you don't like roller coasters. No, not even. It's being able to just... Damn, that's hard. Okay, so I have two other answers. My first one is going to Target, grabbing a book with somebody, and just reading it while you guys walk down the aisles. Or going to Barnes & Noble, grabbing a book, and reading it out loud to somebody. If you read it out loud to somebody, that somebody can hear the emotions behind the book, how much it means to you. You can characterize each character, which is very nice. And it's just a really awesome experience. I love hearing people read, especially when they get super into the book. It's inspiring, and it just gives you the imagination that they have, because like I said, you can hear the emotion and the intensity of the scene of the book. And that goes the same thing with like plays. Try to go see a play. My other one is getting on a roller coaster and just trying to be the loudest one there. You know, as far as roller coasters go, Savannah is timid. She doesn't really do roller coasters, whereas I love them. But every time I get on a roller coaster, I will do whatever I can to scream my head off. So where other people are laughing around me, you know, they're joking around like, oh my God, this guy's a wimp and blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh no, it's coming. And then I'm just screaming bloody murder. And then afterwards, you know, I come off and I'm like, that wasn't that bad. Because people are like, see, like, it's all good. Like, I don't know. I just feel like those are big things. But definitely try to go see a play, because, you know, with movies, you do see the emotion come out. But in plays, you just see it on a greater depth, in my opinion. And I enjoy that a lot more. What about you?
I don't know.
Do you want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
Okay. What movie title best describes your life?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You going to go into the detail with
no,
that?
I'm going to go with... Damn. I have a lot, though. That's the thing. You can't do that to me.
That's why I picked the question.
Okay. I have too many, though. I feel like I'd have, like, a top three list.
Do a top three list.
Okay, so the first one would be The Goonies, because you have to know who your friends... You have to have a circle of friends that will go into a deep, dark cave and hunt for buried treasure with you. And I feel like that's very important. If you don't have those type of friends, then what are you doing? You know, and there's going to be jokes along the way, and there's going to be sentimental moments, emotional moments, but you have that special bond of like, hey, we did this together. It's movies, right? Mm-hmm. Movies?
Movies, yes.
Another one would be Rebel Without a Cause. It's about, and it's one of James Dean's movies. It's about a teenager who feels like he's misunderstood by his peers, misunderstood by his parents. And then he finds, again, another small group of friends that just understand him. And the last one would be This Is Where I Leave You. It's a movie that I just recently showed Savannah. It has a fantastic cast. And it's a movie about family and how everybody has something that they're going through that you can't get over until you talk about it. And your family is going to be the most and best support for that kind of talk. What about you? Avatar, The Last Airbender, the movie? Just kidding. I'm kidding. She almost shot me.
So I don't watch movies that much.
But out of the ones that you have seen, you don't have to do top three.
I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
What about a TV show?
A TV show? I really feel like I relate to Jess and New Girl.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The New Girl is a good show. I feel like I relate to Nick and Schmidt. I mean,
I can see that.
All right, so that's a good one. Why?
Why?
I gave my reasons for my movies. So, like, why New Girl?
Jess is quirky. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. I want to be a teacher.
I know.
She loves hard.
Hard?
I said she loves hard. I love hard. Hard.
H-A-R-D?
Yes.
What do you mean?
She falls in love.
Oh. I thought... Okay, yeah. I didn't know. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. And does that mean we're on to the next question?
Yes.
Okay. Next question, folks. Here we go.
What's your favorite piece of clothing you own/owned?
My father's peacoat from when he was in the Navy. I don't wear it often because we live in Texas and Texas likes to mess with the weather. But when it gets super cold, I like to wear my father's peacoat. Another one is this jean jacket that I had bought from American Eagle for about $120 that I hardly ever wear. But when I do wear it, I don't know why, it gives me this weird sense of confidence. There's that. And then, bless you.
Thank you.
My Vans, any of my Vans, they all have, I go for like colors that can kind of go with everything, but don't really go with anything, if that makes any sense. So those would be my biggest ones. But the pea coat is number one. What about you?
I think the Gryffindor sweater that I stole from you is my favorite.
Wow. You hear that, folks? She's a thief.
No, you gave it to me to wear, and I just didn't
kept it.
Yeah.
So she stole it. All right. What question are we on?
12.
Okay, what is it?
What fictional place would you most like to go?
Hogwarts.
That was fast.
Hogwarts? Or Olympus on top of the Empire State Building, floor 800, I think? The 800th floor? For sure. Actually, no. Sorry. So, Hogwarts for sure, but as far as Percy Jackson, I'd want to go to Calypso's Island from Battle of the Labyrinth, because that place just sounds very serene and very beautiful. What about you?
Anything else? anywhere in the Avatar world.
Okay. But, like, they need places. Like, some of these people don't watch, or some of my listeners don't watch Avatar.
Probably where the water tribe is.
A little bit louder.
Where the water tribe is.
And where is that? Like, in the water, or?
No, well, near the water. Just because I feel like I would be a waterbender.
Okay.
If
so
I was in that universe.
She'd be a waterbender, which is pretty dope. So yeah, I like Percy Jackson. She likes water. It's like, what? All right, that's a good one. All right, what's next? Sorry, she's eating. Give her a second.
When was the last time you climbed a tree?
Dang, I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
It's been a while.
Has it? You don't remember?
What day was it? It was in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was in September. I climbed a tree because her best friend, Zelly, dared me or just asked me to?
She said she wanted one of us to get in the tree with her.
Oh, yeah. So then I did it. And then I jumped off and I landed funny. And all Savannah did was laugh. So, that was awesome.
I saw you stick your landing and I turned around and then you were on the floor.
Yeah, I died a little bit. It hurt my back. What about you? When's the last time you climbed a tree?
I have never climbed a tree.
What in the halibut? Okay, well...
That's why I didn't climb the tree when Zelia asked.
Alright, well, these three you're gonna climb a tree.
Oh, okay.
But it's not that bad.
Okay.
So, there's her answer for that. How many more questions we got?
We are on 14.
I'm sorry about that. They're making a blended drink in the background.
If you had unlimited funds to build a house that you would live in for the rest of your life, what would the finished house look like?
The house would have an entertainment room that's movie theater style. It would have a game room where I have a pool table, some arcade games, maybe a poker table, and root beer on tap. I don't know if you know what that means. So you know how, like, when you go to a bar, there's, like, beer on tap that they put in a cup? So mine would be root beer. So I could play with, like, my cousins who are younger than me and stuff. It would have a wraparound porch, because I think that's cool. I think I'd want my game room, or my game room slash band cave, whatever you want to call it, to be in the basement. It would have a nice shower, a dope kitchen. A nice living room area. I really don't know. That's weird. I don't know if it'd be painted. Probably made in stone. Nothing too crazy, but something just really pretty where everybody feels comfortable. What about you?
So I like the wraparound porch.
Okay, so you're stealing my ideas.
The only thing that really matters to me is the size of the kitchen. It has to be a big kitchen. I don't like cooking that much, but I'm pretty sure if I had a nice, pretty decent-sized kitchen, I would cook more. And then I want a big bathtub.
Okay.
Just to have relaxing baths and enjoy a glass of wine while I take a bath. Maybe.
Have you ever done that?
No.
But you want to.
I want to.
I don't know how to respond to that. All right. Okay. Swag. Is this the last question?
Yeah, we're on the last question.
All right, folks, down to the last question.
When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
When people come to me for help, it's usually to deal with mental problems. Usually it's self-doubt, sometimes anxiety. Overthinking is a big one. I don't know why they come to me, because I'm a big overthinker. But they come to me for help with that. I guess sometimes relationship advice. And then honestly, just to kind of get things off their chest that they can't do in a different environment. They know that with me it'd be like a safe environment. that I won't really judge, that I'll give my best advice that I can. Something that I try to do, and I've done this with Savannah, is try to see things not only from your perspective, but from the other person's perspective that is upsetting you. And then it's kind of just like a realization, like, dang, you're right. You know, I should have thought of that first, whatever. But people come to me for help when they feel like they're in a slump, when they feel like they're just sad, when they feel like they're anxious, when they feel like they're just down in the dumps. And like I said, when they just really need to vent. What about you?
So for the longest time, I was the single friend.
The what?
The single friend.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore.
It's because of me.
But a lot of the times, my friends will come to me for relationship advice, and I'm just like, why me? Especially because I was single.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, pretty much.
I would get that too. People would come to me for relationship advice. I said it in my best man speech, actually. I remember, and I talked about it back in season two, when I talked about Rolanda's wedding, my best friend Rolanda. Him and his now wife, they would have conversations with me on the side where he would ask for advice when it came to stuff that she would do that was kind of unsettling to him, and she would do the same, or something that upset her, you know, stuff like that, and then I'd give them the best advice. But then at the same time, I would secretly kind of ask them, like, hey, what if Rolando did this or like that? And then they'd give me the answer, like, oh, well, I wouldn't like that at all. And so then I'd kind of relay that message and be like, actually, I don't think she would like that. Or, hey, you know, I think Rolando feels a little discouraged about something. And then it ended up working out for them in the end because, like I said, now they're married. And I got to be the best man. You know, I was their wingman, if you will, because they would both come to me for advice on the other. Yeah, apparently I'm really good at relationship advice to friends, but yeah, people come to me for that too. And again, it's just like, have you seen my past? Because my past relationships were really bad, but my current relationship is dope AF. Grandma, if you heard that, that means that's funny. And that was our last question. So hopefully you can hear everything. We are at a Starbucks. I didn't get to bring my mic, so this is all off of my phone. If not, then toodaloo. No, but for real, yeah, I think I'm gonna try to start doing this more often towards a Starbucks Sunday with Savannah. We may not do a questionnaire each time. We may just have a topic that we talk about, but we're definitely gonna do it at Starbucks to where you can hear all the commotion in the background, because that's something else that I enjoy, is just having that kind of background noise, just to show you that this is kind of like a little bit more authentic, you know, that I'm not just kind of like BSing my way, that, you know, you hear all the constant ums, you hear the constant ponderings, and you hear the background noise where it's like, oh, okay, so they're just thinking about their answer. And that's a wrap on today's episode. Any last words? You don't want to say bye then?
No, bye.
All right, in the words of Logic, peace, love, positivity, and take it easy, folks. We'll see you next time. Lates.